Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you want to be a beekeeper? Let's go in-depth with beekeepers Jerry and Sheila Weldon. Sheila and Jerry, when did you get interested in beekeeping?
We got interested about 10 years ago. We had a swarm come to our house, and at that time, I knew one person that was into beekeeping or was a beekeeper. We called that person, and they came and captured the swarm that was at our house. And we got talking, and I said, well, I've always kind of been interested in beekeeping. He said, well, I'll just help you get set up then. And so we got us some equipment, and we set up our first beehive, a single hive, and it's just kind of grown from there. But I kind of say, because 10 years ago I knew one person, and now we know hundreds of people. The hobby has just really expanded and grown. Well, I call it a hobby. It is a hobby, but it can also be a small industry for somebody if they want to put that kind of time into it. But now we know hundreds of people that are into the beekeeping.
And were you right on board from the beginning, Sheila?
I was cautious because my husband years earlier had an allergic reaction to either bees or wasps with hives on his body. So anyway, I was cautious. And he actually did end up having a reaction again a few years later. And he went through a few months of...
Well, about 5 years of therapy.
5 years of getting shots to treat the allergic reactions to keep him from reacting to the bees.
Is this common? I mean, I've never been bothered by bees, but there are people with reactions.
Deadly
reactions.
Yeah,
there is. Some people can go into anaphylactic shock with it, break out in hives. Most people will have a local reaction just from a bee sting, a little red spot, a little itching, and so forth. But you can have some severe reactions to it. So I had to go through the bee therapy for about 5 years, and now, as far as I know, I'm cured, and they don't bother me now. In fact, I don't mind getting stung too much because there's the saying out there that it's good for arthritis, and I don't seem to have arthritis even at my age, so I'm not too concerned. I do wear a veil when working bees because I don't want to be stung in the face or the eyes or nose or ears, but other than that, I'm not too concerned about getting stung.
Well, I had a friend a few years ago who lived in town in an apartment, and he wanted to get into beekeeping, and he put a couple of hives in our yard. I was a little concerned at first, but they ended up not bothering us at all.
That's good, and that's what we want to see, but I'm cautious. I always wear my protective equipment around the bees because that hive that's very gentle today, something could change in the hive that we're not aware of and it could become more aggressive. So I always am wear the veil because one of my fears, don't want anybody ever get stung in the face or the eyeballs. Lots of times people think they are allergic to bees. They get stung. They have lots of swelling. You get stung on one hand and you have lots of swelling, that's a localized reaction. Now, if you get stung and you have a systemic reaction with hives or for some reason your body's reacting on this side, the opposite side, that's when you need to really find out if you're allergic to them. And so I have not developed that. I think the last couple of years I have, the most severe reaction I've had is I've had itching in the bottoms of my feet or my hands. So I know that when I first get stung in the spring, I may have that reaction. And I'm cautious in that. But the bee venom, Jerry mentioned that some people are using bee venom for apitherapy to treat. I've heard of it being used for MS and some other issues. But we're also now, people are putting it in cosmetic products. That's a new industry that's developing. Bee venom in your moisturizer. that's a new evolving industry out there. So I don't know where I've seen it online, the products online. So there's a lot of products out there that the bees are being used for. Some people are harvesting the venom for the medical field. So, and there's, you know, there's a world of information on the internet, but I just want to caution people, there's also a world of misinformation on the internet. So you just have to be cautious in that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about beekeeping with beekeepers Jerry and Sheila Weldon.
Well, and you're trying to help people get started.
Yes, yes.
And so you're offering some beekeeping classes. Yes. Can you tell us about those?
We've been teaching now five or six years. We teach now in Knoxville and Albia. And our classes usually, they're an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours once a week for 8 weeks. And we encourage people to take classes prior to getting bees. And it's just to be cautious, because you have to be real cautious when you're buying used equipment, because there's some nasty diseases out there that the bees can get. And you need to think about how you want to keep them. There's a lot of different configurations for hives. And I know you can go out here at the local stores or the big box stores and buy hive equipment, but you really, I think it would be wise to find out what you want. For example, we're older. We prefer to keep bees in what we call medium boxes, which are smaller than these, what they call deeps, simply because of the weight. We don't like to lift a lot of weight in. So there's a lot of things to factor in there. And a lot of people, we've got a lot of older people taking beekeeping, and a lot more women are taking beekeeping classes. You know, if you want to do it for the long haul, you might want to just think about the equipment like that.
Okay, and where and when are the classes?
The classes will start on January 17th here in Knoxville, and they'll be at the Marion County Extension office. They start at 6:30. We're not asking for pre-registration. If you are interested, come and see what it amounts to. And if you're interested in staying, you're welcome to stay. Cost is $45 for the family unit to take the class. So if you take it by yourself, or if you want to take it with your kids and your wife, it's $45 for the family unit. And we'll, like I said, it's 8 weeks, and we'll cover everything from why becoming a beekeeper, what it's involved, hive management. We'll cover equipment and how to either build equipment, what you need. We'll help people build their own equipment if they want to, or we'll also give them resources of where they can purchase the equipment that they need. We don't want people to overbuy what they need. And like she said, a medium box full of honey will probably weigh around 50 to 60 pounds. And then that's not too bad, but as you get older, lifting that up 4 or 5 feet, it gets kind of heavy anymore. A deep box will weigh maybe 90 to 100 pounds, and that's just too heavy to try to maneuver. So we're trying to stay away from the deeps. Now, we have a lot of people that use both the deeps and the mediums, but we'll give you the ins and outs on what type of equipment we feel is good to use. So,
and what's that date again, the first night?
January 17th, and it'll run through March 14th. It's 8 weeks. And it's at the Marion County Extension office.
Now, this period of time, January 17th through March 14th, is probably 9 weeks, because there's one night, 1 week, that we will not be meeting. What I would also like to mention is that the price includes a book, and then we always give people a notebook, and we have lots of handouts, and we also give them copies of our PowerPoint presentations, and I print, you know, printer ink. So we do this not for the money, because we spend a lot of time. And we also will have a field day at our house that people will be welcome to come to. But it ties into sustainability, and it's a way to educate people about the problems with pollinator habitat. In fact, we added a week to our classes a couple of years ago to address the importance of understanding what your bees were going to, the forage that they need, and the best plants out there for them, because the reality is in Iowa, we have a severe lack of forage for our honeybees, our monarchs, and so all this ties into sustainability.
Okay, and so we can do some good for the earth and
yes.
and for mm-hmm. ourselves and get good honey out of it.
Yes, yes. And our honey that we sell has not been treated with antibiotics. We don't have any high fructose corn syrup in it. The reality is most of the commercial honey that is coming in, and a lot of it is being imported and blended sometimes with other honeys, and it will have things like antibiotics in it, and it will have high fructose corn syrup or rice syrup. Netflix has a documentary out there now on that. It's called Rotten, and the very first episode is on honey adulteration and some other issues with honey, if people are interested in learning more about that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about beekeeping with beekeepers Jerry and Sheila Weldon.
Well, then we'll learn about the different kinds of bees and the structure of the hive and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll give you some kind of fun facts here a little bit. A normal hive will have 40 to 60,000 bees in it. And of that 40 to 60,000, there'll be one queen. There's one queen that lays all the eggs. She'll lay 1,200, 1,500 eggs a day with a good productive queen. And the one queen, and then the worker bees are all female, are all girl bees, and then there's drones. So there's three types of bees in a hive: the queen, the worker bees, and the drones. And the drones have the one purpose of mating with a queen one time. At the end of the year, the drones, they do no work. All the work is done by the female bees. So drones get kicked out at the end of the season, so because they don't want them around just eating the honey and eating the food that's left over. So in order to produce a pound of honey, the bees will visit probably 2 million flowers. Now, I don't know how we know this for sure, but this is what is said on in their magazines and things that we read. But they'll visit 2 million flowers to produce a pound of honey, and they will travel probably 55,000 miles, which is virtually twice around the earth, to produce a pound of honey. And on top of that, one bee will only produce 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime. So think what it takes to make a pound of honey. So they're fascinating. It's just fascinating to watch them and to work with them. That's just...
Wow, that's amazing.
If you like science or biology, it is a fascinating hobby, and it's a fun hobby. I don't know, we've done it together now for quite a while, and if you get around beekeepers, there's always a lot of good stories.
Yeah, there are.
A lot of them want to learn things the hard way.
We all do. We all learn the hard way. We've all tried about everything. So, but you know, several years ago, beekeeping industry was mostly by men, but now the women are really getting involved in beekeeping. In fact, I read an article the other day about the growth of the women in the beekeeping, and it's a good hobby for them. And well, it's a good hobby for both of us. It's soothing. I like to tell her that I'm her labor force. She's the one that does all the decision making and beekeeping, and I get to lift the heavy stuff. So it is fun. It's
not we laugh together. A lot at ourselves. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, we're pretty entertaining. Mm-hmm. So
sort of like inside the colony.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Except I don't get kicked out.
But you're the queen bee.
I am. It's been fun. And the other thing, too, is we have absolutely met some fascinating people. I love the beekeeping community. It's just, it's really some great people out there.
Yeah, we've met a lot of friends, and we still help a lot of people that have taken classes 4 or 5 years ago. They'll call up and say, hey, what do I do here, or what do I do? And
Yeah, and they can take the class again. Anybody that took the class from us previously, they'll already have the book and the handouts and things like that. And sometimes after they've got a little bit of experience, it starts making more sense to them. And so they're always welcome to take the classes again. So.
At no charge.
Yeah, at no charge. So, and we learn from one another. It's amazing. The technology and the research that is happening out there is just absolutely fascinating now. There's just a lot of new things going on in beekeeping. And it's attracting, it's a hobby now, but a lot of retired people are becoming beekeepers, and they're coming from fascinating backgrounds. And that's what we've really enjoyed, is meeting some of those people with the skill sets that they are bringing to the community. They're doing a lot of research. I mean, we just have people from all different walks of life doing this now.
Thanks to Jerry and Sheila Weldon for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.